Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Missouri Public Records Online Directory, new resource for property research. The Missouri Public Records Online Directory provides centralized access to public records for the state. Real estate professionals in MO can streamline due diligence, title research, and property history verification through this consolidated records portal. Bookmark publicrecords.netronline.com/MO for quick access to county-level public records across Missouri. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. New Missouri Property Records Tool streamlines owner deed and lien research. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Missouri-focused search platform for accessing property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in MO can consolidate due diligence workflows by tapping one source for comprehensive property and ownership data rather than navigating multiple county systems. Add http://missouri.propertychecker.com/ to your closing and prospecting toolkit. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Jackson County Public Records Search goes online for MO Real Estate Pros. Jackson County's Recorder of Deeds now allows online searching of official public records at a dedicated web portal, replacing telephone searches which are prohibited under County Code 25.1. Real estate professionals in MO can now verify property records, liens, and deed history remotely without office visits, streamlining due diligence for transactions in the Kansas City metro area. Access the online search portal at https://aumentumweb.jacksongov.org/ or visit the Jackson County office in person. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. New guide breaks down real estate commission rates for MO professionals. Calibri Real Estate published a detailed guide exploring Missouri's real estate commission rates, including commission structures, national comparisons, and saving strategies. Understanding local commission structures helps MO real estate professionals stay competitive and transparent with clients in an evolving market. Review the full guide to benchmark your commission strategy against current MO rates. Missouri Real Estate Updates. Missouri Real Estate Commission information now available. The Missouri Real Estate Commission information page provides details about the state's real estate regulatory body. MO real estate professionals need to stay informed about commission resources, rules, and requirements that govern their licenses and practice. Review the commission information at the source URL to ensure compliance with current MO regulations. Missouri Real Estate Updates. Missouri Real Estate Commissions. How much to pay in 2026? The source reports that real estate commissions in Missouri can reach 5.5% to 6%, while Huzo's flat fee MLS service offers an alternative that could save sellers around $16,000. For Missouri real estate professionals, understanding commission benchmarks and competitive flat fee alternatives is essential for advising clients and positioning services in the evolving market. Review the full commission breakdown at ht://w.houzo.com/blogs/real-estate-commissions-in-missouri/. Missouri Real Estate Updates. New Missouri Building Permit Guide streamlines permitting process for local professionals. A complete guide to building permits in Missouri has been released, offering resources and municipal guides to simplify permitting. Real estate professionals in MO can use this resource to anticipate project timelines, advise clients on compliance requirements, and avoid costly permitting delays. Bookmark the Missouri Building Permit Guide at permitflow.com to access municipal-specific requirements. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning, but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. That most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity, intuition, is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.